This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hockey season getting going here. Jeremy Roenick joins us now. Jeremy, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Nice early morning. Getting ready.
Sounds good, man. So listen, I got to ask you right out of the bat, I should say, biggest obstacle you think, Jeremy, for the Caps to repeat?
I think themselves, to tell you the truth. They have such a good hockey team, and obviously what they did last year, they found a way to all come together as a team at the right time and hit that right groove. But one of the problems that the Caps have had over the last couple of years is that consistency. It's that letting themselves think that their talent will just work when the work is not put in. The reason why they won the Cup is because they learned to work harder than everybody else. But sometimes they just let their brains fall asleep for a couple games, for a couple weeks, and they beat themselves. So I think that's pretty much, I think, what's their main theme and will be this year.
You know, Jeremy, the other fascinating one going into the year is obviously the Vegas Golden Knights. They had Pacioretty in the offseason. They had an unbelievable historical run last year that fell short of winning the Stanley Cup. You know, encapsulates certainly what they accomplished last year. And was last year a sign of things to come? Do you expect the Vegas Golden Knights to be as good this year as they were a year ago?
Yeah, you know, that's I've heard this question a lot this year. I've heard a lot of people say that they don't even think they'll make the playoffs, that it was just a fluke, that they were running on so much adrenaline over what happened last year. 1 year ago yesterday with the shooting, they bonded with a city in crisis, and they were just, you know, it was the first year that they were all together. They were all just thrown out of their respective cities and joined, they joined a team together that just went on a tear. I think this year it's going to be real interesting to see if they can keep that excitement. If that excitement is still there, that the way that they play is so hard, and they play harder and faster than any team in the league, I think, game in and game out. That's a hard thing to do, and a hard thing to keep that momentum. It's going to be a really difficult season for them, I think, being in that second year. You can't take things for granted just because you made the Stanley Cup in your first year.
Yeah. I want to ask you more about that, Jeremy, about the Golden Knights. Is about the, like, and it's kind of a hockey question, but not. But I want to get you. I'd love to get your take on it. You know, so obviously the Golden Knights, right? Their pregame, it's crazy, right? It's Vegas. It's a show.
Unreal.
And it's awesome.
Unreal.
Yeah, I mean, you've probably witnessed it live. You know, I've watched it on TV. It's cool as hell. You know, do you think this is needed in hockey to help more? I mean, you know, just help the game, just more. For more coverage, just for the great sport of hockey, do you think this is good, or are you more of a traditionalist where it's like, a little too much?
You know, I think I'm a little bit of both. I've been to Vegas games, and I'll tell you what, the adrenaline and the excitement, and it's like one big nightclub. It's you know, I find myself dancing and singing pretty much half the game, and I'm not kidding.
That's funny.
It's a fun atmosphere. The people there love it, and they're sold out every single game. And even during intermissions, you can see people are having a good time. They're listening to music. The clubs that they have in that arena are amazing. They do a great job. And I think also sports is an entertainment, man. People want to leave and go to a sport and forget about their life for a little while.
Get away from life. Yeah, get away from life. Yeah.
That's the Vegas Golden Knights make you forget about your life for a little while. It's good.
We're talking to Jeremy Roenick, NHL NBC analyst. We'll get to Driver versus Driver 2 here momentarily. A new show on Golf Channel. Jeremy, I'm curious. You know this better than anybody. You know, there's two cities where in Canada where you go there, you're in a pressure cooker. Montreal, Toronto. Tavares going to the Leafs, leaving the Islanders in the offseason. We know how brilliant of a player he is. What about the expectations? How good do you think Tavares is year one as a Leaf? How good do you think Toronto will be this year?
both of them are going to be awesome. And I think Tavares is going to eclipse the 100-point mark this year. He is going to be absolutely flying out of the gates because he's playing for his hometown team, the childhood idol team. He has something to prove, and I think he feels that he has the best chance to win the Stanley Cup that he's ever had, being on a team like this. They are going to be so offensively strong. You see what they're doing in the preseason. They're scoring like 5 or 6 goals at almost every game in the preseason. This is going to be a powerhouse. This is the one team this year that I really can't wait to watch night in and night out because of Austin Matthews and Marner and now with Tavares. Patrick Marleau, have it. See if he can do it again at 38, 39, just defy the odds of getting older. That team is, I think, the odds on to win the Stanley Cup this year.
Wow, there you go. I was just about to ask that question, but you just answered. So, hey, so what about this, Jeremy? Goalie in 2018 that you think could have a breakout season?
A goalie?
Yeah. Which keeper? What keeper is going to be the guy?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I think this team needs the goaltender to have a breakout season in Arizona. He's going to get a lot of work, but Antti Raanta has shown some, who used to be here at the Rangers, so some flash of greatness. I think if he looked upon as much as Rick Tocchet is going to need him in Arizona, his stock is going to go up this year. And I think Arizona's going to be pretty good as well as I think, again, Hellebuck, having that big year last year, I think he's going to have another big, strong year this year. Maybe not a breakout year last year might have been, but I think Hellebuck is going to show himself to be one of the best goaltenders again, might win the Vezina this year.
You know, Jeremy, it's you could McDavid is arguably the best player in the league. What about Edmonton this year? Oilers going to make the postseason?
No shot. They will. I don't. Well, if McDavid gets hurt, absolutely no way that they do. I was talking with a few guys in the league, around the league, that had played Edmonton in the preseason, and they made it sound like it was it was chaos. There was no organization. The team had no chemistry. And if that's what I'm hearing from players and coaches that have played them, then Edmonton could be in for a long season, especially if Connor McDavid gets hurt.
Jeremy, tell us a little bit about Driver versus Driver 2, Golf Channel series that's getting going tonight at 9:00.
What an awesome show. To come out of the box with myself, being a hockey guy and being able to do a golf show, number one, I was so excited. I watched Driver versus Driver 1 with Urlacher on it, and it was so interesting to me. So then to be a judge and to be able to go on, and I'm a golf snob. I am a golf nut. I golf like a crazy man all over the world. So to be able to go on and to learn what it was like to build drivers, to see these engineers all from all over the country come in and show their wisdom and how smart they are in the designs. There were some designs that were just absolutely atrocious, and I let them know it. And there were some that I couldn't believe that they had the brain power to create such technology. So you got to see this tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Myself, Rick Shields, who is the club enthusiast, one of the best social media club enthusiasts out of London, and my boy Tim Clark, the president of Wilson Golf. We definitely entertain people and let these guys know how smart they are, and then again, how not so smart they are for some of the crazy, whacked out driver creation designs that they've done. It is a really cool show that starts at 9 tonight.
All right, so the series is basically guys, engineers pitching drivers to companies. Is that what it is?
No, it's so Wilson goes out and they have a contest to find the next big driver.
Gotcha.
For Wilson. Mm. So we had about 150 or 200 contestants that applied, that signed up, that submitted their designs to Wilson, and we start with 16 people tonight. That the top 16 designs. So it's and the winner gets to be driver versus driver. It gets to be the new Wilson driver that gets put in stores all over the country, and they get $250,000.
That's not bad.
Wow, not bad.
Place.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty. It's really, really cool event. We got some real interesting characters in our contestants this year. You're not going to believe not only one their designs, but how old they are.
Well,
cool.
Well, Jeremy, since you awesome. Are, as you mentioned, we got about a minute here. You are a golf nut. What the hell happened to the United States
yeah,
in
the
Ryder Cup?
Riders Cup, dude. What's the story?
Unbelievable. Well, I think Tiger was too tired.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiger was just coming off a huge win, emotionally. I think physically, for him to play as much golf as he did at the end, and then flying over there and running him around and all the things that you do in a Ryder Cup, I think Tiger was tired. I thought, you know, DJ was not sharp. I can't believe Patrick Reed is sitting around slapping his mouth around right now.
After he's crying and whining like crazy.
You know, yeah. After the way he played. I mean, he played so bad, and he has the gall to say something to somebody else and brag about, you know, spare me. Go back to wherever you're from and go practice. I don't want to hear from you. That just drove me crazy. I was so disappointed. I was so disappointed.
That's the beauty of when hockey, Jeremy, interacts and meets golf.
Well, Jeremy,
a little bit of intensity level difference.
Jeremy, I think they need you to go in there and give them a pep talk before
you
round, right?
Well, my wife was saying, I mean, I'm watching it at 3 in the morning, and I'm yelling at the television, I'm screaming, and I'm swearing. And she goes, "What is wrong with you?" And she goes, "It's just a golf round." I said, "It's not just a golf round. This is the Ryder Cup, babe. Are you kidding me?
That's hilarious.
This is the best time of golf, and I'm screaming. I couldn't believe how." Frustrated was. Listen, when Webb Simpson is your best player,
that's a problem.
That's not good.
That's a problem.
Jeremy,
and, he was the only one.
Jeremy, we're at it flat out of time. We appreciate it. Good luck with Driver vs. Driver 2. Check it out. Golf Channel, 9:00 tonight. And we'll be watching it throughout the course of the year on NBC. All right, Jeremy?
Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate the time. You guys have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.